I guess that's just kind of a review we did. We didn't do that much in terms of the sugya itself. So, basically, we have Lamed Aleph Mem Aleph, the Mishnah. So it says, if a knife falls, let's say off the table. Let's say it doesn't say this, but let's say the knife's on the table, and the wind blows the knife off the table, and there's a chicken walking under the table. So the and what happens is the knife happens to shach the chicken perfectly, exactly no psulim, exactly the perfect shlita, right? So the question, so it says, the Mishnah says it's possible. It's possible, it doesn't work. Because the pasuk says vechalta v'zavachta vechalta, means v'ashat zavachta ochal, means that you can only eat, you have to do the shlita and then eat it. So which means, as we interpreted, that you may have thought that shchita is simply a method of death. It's a certain method by which the animal dies. Namely, the simonim are cut with a knife in a certain form, whatever. So who cares if a person does it, or does the wind, or it falls off, then whatever, it's the same maisa. It's the difference, it dies in the same exact way. So kamash malah, no, shchita is a maisa adam. Okay, you need a person. Part of the shchita is a person doing shchita. So it's not just the method of the animal dying, which is just a knife cutting its throat, cutting its simonim, but it's a person. Vachta ve'achalta. It makes you mutter to eat it. The machshir basar is the process of shchita, which involves a person. Okay, it can't be personless. Okay, that's the Mishnah. But now, the deduction is, the Gemara deduces, if it falls off on its own, then it's possible. But if a person were to drop it, throw a knife down, even though he's not intending to do shchita, still good. So who is this? This is Rabbi Nassim. Because it's a machlokas, whether you need kavana for shchita. Like it has a case, if a person is throwing an arrow or throwing a knife at the wall in order to stick it into the wall, or, for instance, if a cheresh of a katan is doing shchita, who doesn't have das and kavana for shchita, the Rav Nosson says both of those cases are good because you don't need kavana for shchita, and the Chachamim say no good because you need kavana for shchita. Right, so that's a machlokes tanan. Okay, the Gemara gets into its shricha. So why you need both cases? If you only had one, you may think this that. But let's leave that for. We'll deal with that in a little bit. But basically, for starters, you have machlokes. Is do you need kavana for shchita? Do you simply need the person doing it? Definitely you can't have the wind doing it or whatever. You need a person. But do you need kavana or not? Right? Do you need kavana or not? So before we get into the shchita, so maybe we could just give a basic definition of that machlokas. And maybe we'll refine it further when we get into the shchita, the two sides, whatever. But for now, let's just see if we can give a basic definition of that question. Something like this is similar to Matt and Mark and Matt are saying. Just wanted to contrast it to the first point we made, is that if you didn't have our Mishnah, you'd say is that shchita is just the method of death by which the animal dies, that the knife is cut with the throat is cut, someone might cut with a knife, and that's it. So kamash malah, no, you need a human being. So there's two ways to understand that requirement, saying you need a human being. One is closer to that havmina, and one is farther from the havmina. Okay, close to the Havmina means really shchita is a method of death. It's a method of death. The method of death is where a knife is, used by a human being to cut its throat. In other words, it's the same picture, is that it dies through a human being cutting the simanim with a knife. Right? In other words, it is a description of how it died. It's not just how it died. Part of that description involves the person who is directing the knife, and the human being. The other way is that shchita is not just a method of death, but shchita is a human activity. Okay, a human activity of slaughtering, or of whatever you want to call it. Now, if you say it's a human activity, what makes something a human activity is the das adam. That a person knows what he's doing, that's the difference between a blind force of nature, which just kills an animal, and the human being who is deliberately killing the animal in a very specific method. And that's the Ma'aseh Adam. If you just throw a knife at a wall and it happens to kill it perfectly, that's not a Ma'aseh Adam of Shechita. It just happened to be that the knife cut its throat. Now, it's true that knife was directed not by the wind, but by a person. But that's not the concept of an Adam doing Shechita, of a Ma'aseh Adam. A human activity means like it's done by a human qua human, insofar as he is human, insofar as he has das. What makes something a human action as opposed to an animal action or a force of nature action is that a force of nature action is blind and doesn't know what it's doing, it's undirected. But a human being could become like a force of nature if he just is misasik, he just throws a wall knife at the wall and it happens to slaughter its thing. So the Chachamim hold that the concept of Zavachta Ve'achalta means Shechita is not just a method of death, but is a human activity of slaughtering. And if you don't know what you're doing, then you're not doing that activity. But the Rabbi Nasan holds, no, that really Shechita is just a method of death. It's just the part of the method of death is the one who's doing it. So it's a knife, a human being directing a knife across the throat of the animal and cutting the simanim and killing it. So it doesn't matter whether the human being, in that description, it doesn't matter what the guy was thinking. Who cares what he's thinking? The point is that it's a certain type of death. Death is by a person. That's all you need. So yeah, the person, in that sense, it's like you said, the person becomes more just like a detail in the description of the chafetz. And how was the chafetz killed? It's like an event of the chafetz being killed. There's a lot of details in it. Killed through a straight cut, no shahiyah, no chalada, human being. It's just like another one of the pratim of the thing, of the description in the coroner's office. That's the thing. It was done by a person. It includes not only the way the knife was going, but who was directing the knife. But his das has nothing to do with that, the description of how it died. But the other way, the Chachamim are learning Shechita is a human activity. Human activity, what makes something human is the fact that it's deliberate. He has a plan of what he's trying to do, and he does it. Otherwise, it's not really, it's done by a human, but it's not a human activity. It doesn't partake. It's not of the human insofar as he is human. It just happens to be that he's a person, and it's done by a person, not by a force of nature. But to say it differently, this is like to say it maybe further, it's perhaps speculative or descriptive, but I'll just show the point. Is that Shechita, there's different kinds of animals. You can have an animal that just died randomly. Just died. Just walking down the street and died. That's an avail. Then you have, and there's many ways animals could die. There's hundreds of ways animals could just randomly die and just die. The wind could kill it, or this could kill it, or whatever. There's a million ways it could die. But there's one method the Torah prescribes that makes meat kosher, which is a human being takes a knife and chooses one method of all the different methods of death, and he executes the animal through that method. Okay, he knows Hilchos Shechita, he does this, he takes the knife, he does it. It's like what makes it, it's the Ma'aseh Ha'adam of Shechita, which involves das and planning, which is what makes it kosher as opposed to treif. If a person blindly does it, it's the same thing as if the wind does it. It's not really doing it as an Adam. It doesn't have the quality of a Ma'aseh Adam. It happens to be it was a person, but not of a gavra. It's not a human action. Yeah, that's good. That's what obviously there's the difference between koach Adam and Ma'aseh Adam, right? Koach Adam is like dehumanizing the person. It's more just saying is that which provided the koach was a person, but it's not really taking him as a person. It's just looking at him as another animal. It just that happens to me. This one is the most chashav animal, so if the death is done through him, fine. But the other way, it's like a ma'aseh adam, right? It's like man as a gavra. That's what you're talking about. It's like a gavra. It's like a human being who's acting in the framework of a human being with das and kavana. And now he plans to do this, and he's selecting this method of the other methods. That's what's ma'aseh the basar. You don't know what you're doing. That doesn't do anything.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, fine. So we have to further refine this because the Gemara is going to pursue this a little bit more. Yeah, okay. So what's the... So the Gemara wants to know. This maybe will help us get the idea a little bit sharper. But it turns out that there's two Mishnayos, both of which Rava says is this very Machlokas, Rabbi Nasan and the Chachamim. And Rava says both of these Mishnayos, he independently says by each of the Mishnahs, this is going like Rabbi Nasan, and this time Mishnah like Rabbi Nasan, like the Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to wonder, why do you have to say it twice? Why do you have to tell me that same thing twice? We know what Rav Nasan's Shita is, and we know that the Stam Mishnah is going like Rav Nasan just from one of them. You don't have to tell me twice that Rav Nasi, when he wrote the Mishnah, is going like Rav Nasan. We know what Rav Nasan's Shita is, and we know that he holds Shita doesn't need Kavana, and there, you don't have to tell it to me twice. What is the twice? So the first Mishnah in the Masechta says that a Chir Shod the Katan could do Shita. Okay, that's good. So the Rava says that's Rav Nasan, who says you don't need Kavana for Shita. Because if you need a kavana, then a chereshot katan doesn't have kavana. He's not a badas, right? So it must be that the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, is Rabbi Nasan, because Rabbi Nasan's case, which he says is the case where you throw in the knife, throw it at the wall, and it kills the thing. So you see that he holds, you don't need kavana, right? So he must be the author of the Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Nasi wrote the Mishnah is holding like Rabbi Nasan. Fine, sounds good. But then the Mishnah says again, if you're not the wind or whatever, if the knife falls off the table, it's no good. Right?
That's also Stam.
So Rava says, 1 second, if it falls off the table, it's not good. But if a person knocked it off the table, apparently it would be good. Otherwise, the Mishnah should have told us that's not good, right? So apparently the Mishnah holds that is only if it falls off is it not good. But if a person knocks it off, it's good. Without Kavana, that's Rabbi Nasan. So our Mishnah is like Rabbi Nasan. So once again, Rava is pointing out that our Mishnah is Rabbi Nasan. So what does Rava have to keep chiming in for? We understand that that Mishnah is like Rabbi Nasan. Well, of course, once you have one is Rabbi Nasan, of course he's going to be, we know that. So the Gemara says, no, they're not the same case. Because if you only had our Mishnah, you would say that it's true. I'm sorry, let's do the other one. If you only had the first Mishnah, you'd say it's true that Chereshu of the Katan doesn't have Kavana to do Shrita, because he's not a Bardas, but at least he had Kavana to do Chaticha. He meant to be cutting the Simanim. He knows what Simanim, he knows what pipes are, he knows what knife is, he knows what cutting is, and he means to do that. He just doesn't have an abstract idea of Shrita, Mitzvah, whatever, that's already Das. But he's taking a knife and cutting the Simanim. So he at least has that. So you'd say that's why Rabbi Nasan says it's good. But if you take a guy who mamas just knocks a knife off the table or throws a knife on the whatever on the floor, nothing, no animal in sight, whatever, and it just happens to Shrita, maybe you'd say that Rabbi Nasan wouldn't say that's good. Right? How do you know that? How do you know that Rabbi Nasan holds it? That's okay. Right? All you know, he holds it by a chesh of the katan because he's deliberately cutting the simana, albeit not with the content of Shrita. So therefore, Rabbi has to say no. That our Mishnah is this is the deduction from our Mishnah, and Rav Nasan would go so far as to machshir it even where you don't have a person slicing this simanim, even where you just knock the thing off the table. Aye, so just tell me that Rav Nasan, just tell me this Mishnah, our Mishnah, that Rav Nasan says is good, and our Mishnah holds it's good even when you just throw it on the floor. So he says, no, I would say that's good because at least that action is being done by a ben das. By a ben das, by a gadol who has das, so it's true he doesn't intend to be doing shchita, but at least he's a ben das and he's throwing it on the floor. But maybe when it would come to the case of a chersh of the katan, maybe Rabbi Yonasi wouldn't hold by that. So that's why it's starting to show you, no, that that's also that Mishnah Rabbi Yonasi is going like Rabbi Nasan. Right? It's going like Rabbi Nasan. So apparently you could have limited this machlokas to one or the other of these cases, and that's what this from the whole big Rava, you learn that the machlokas really applies to both. You can't limit it to only one of these cases, but it equally applies to both of these cases. Right? So that's what we have to work out now. Right? So I guess we have to kind of pick one of these ways and try to define it. Right? I guess limit it, the machlokas, to one case as opposed to the other, and see what the definition would be, and then show what it's telling me that it supplies by both. Why don't we start there? It doesn't really matter where we start, but that's what came to my mind first. So let's say, Hamina would be, is that by Chersh of the Katan is where they're arguing. Right? Chersh of the Katan doesn't have Das, but he does have Kavana to do Chaticha. So maybe you'd say that that's where there's Machlokas, Rav Nasan and Chachamim. Right? Rav Nasan says it's good, Chachamim says it's not good. But if you mamas just knock it off the table, right, where you don't even have any intent to cut, just happens to, you know, so maybe everyone would say that's possible. Right, so let's define that. What would be the svara if that were the case? Right, because that's what the Mishnah is telling me that's not the case. So let's first see, what would be the svara then? Question. I mean, the question is, who cares if he has das for chaticha? But that's not the thing. The thing is shchita, not chaticha. Chaticha means what? Chaticha, I guess, means just cutting flesh. But arguably, shechita is more than just cutting flesh. Shechita is shechita. Shechita is ritual slaughter. Whatever that means, but it's something more than just cutting flesh. So who cares that he has kavana for cutting the pipe or whatever? He's not doing shechita. He doesn't know what shechita is. Shechita is already a halachic reality, which is beyond his scope. It's something like Mark's saying, okay, that you, how do you understand? I mean, there may be other ways to go, but how do you understand the difference? Shechita is taking a knife, cutting the throat of the animal, right? With lots of halachos to it, right? Five psulim, let's say. Okay, shehiya, grama, ikor, halada, whatever. Okay? So how do you, say that shechita is really, is a maisa of cutting the simanim of the animal? You're just cutting its throat. That's the maisa shechita, cutting the throat of the animal. That's the maisa. Now, there are halachos of psulim and say that the maisa shechita, like, let's say I do it, but I have these psulim. Is it, you could say, look, I did a maisa shechita, but there's a psul. They're halachos. So I did the right maisa, but now they're halachos. Is that the... that is possible if I did the maisa with so and so accidental characteristics, or do you say no? That's what shechita is, a new unified. What is shechita? Killing an animal through a cut which does not have shehiya, ikor, gamot, all these things. It's like a new conceptualized action. It's not just cutting the throat of the animal with a sharp knife. It's a halachic. It's an abstract conceptual maisa. A maisa which a cheresh of the katan can't possibly perceive, because it's a conceptual maisa. It's not a maisa which can be defined by an ordinary. It's not just cutting the throat of an animal, but it's a new action which incorporates all the halachos into it. So that's, and if that's what shechita is, so now you say that if you say v'shachalta v'achalta means that shechita is a human action. So it means the adam has to have das. He has to know what shechita is, and he has to be trying to do that. Chayshalim can't do that, argues the Chachamim. To which Rav Nosson says, no, shechita just means the action of shechita as a human being, cutting the throat of an animal, being chote chitzimanim. Now, yes, there are halachos, whether if you want the shechita to be kosher, so now it has to meet certain criteria, you have to bring it to the posik and to figure out whether it had to meet all the criteria. But the maisa shechita itself is just a maisa of cutting its simanim. And could a cheresh of the katan do that? Of course he could. If he takes a knife to its throat, cuts the simanim, so he's doing that. So he has, it is v'zvachta v'chalta. It's the human action of slaughtering the throat of an animal. If I knock it off the table, I'm not doing that, because then I'm not even doing it. I'm even trying to cut the throat. I don't do anything like that. But if I'm trying to cut the throat of a cheresh of the katan to do that, why can't he cut the throat of an animal? He takes a knife, cuts the throat of an animal. He does it. What do you think he's doing? He's trying to shech the animal. He's trying to kill the animal by cutting the throat. So he can relate to the abstract ideas in shechita, or the abstract hapsulim, as if you say shechita is a new kind of a maisa, which is an abstract maisa, then a chesh adon can't possibly have das. But otherwise, he could. So that's what I was saying, is I would learn that everyone agrees that shechita is a human action. Needs das adam. But what is the das adam? Is it for this abstract conceptual action that a chesh adon is out? Or is it just for shechita simanim? In which case, it's a chesh adon to do it. But no one would have ever said, if you just knock a knife off a table, that's the maisa adam shechita. Kamash malon, the Mishnah holds that if the wind blows it off, it's possible. But if a person knocks it off, it's kosher. Oh, this is Rav Nosson. This is a new idea. This is saying is that shechita is not a maisa adam. It's not a human action. But it's simply that it has to be done by a human being. And if the person knocks it off the table, even though he has no idea whatsoever that he's cutting the knife of the animal, it doesn't matter. So that's what Rava is showing you, the extent of the position of Rav Nosson and the extent of what Rav Yonasi is saying. That's a new idea. Saying don't limit the machlokes. Don't think everyone agrees you need a human action and just a question of a detail. No, it's a whole different idea. So that's what I have to tell you. Okay, good. Good start, Mark. The basic step here. I mean, maybe there's another way to get out of it. But the basic step is to say, it sounds like with the step you guys are taking, is that he only needs kavana, or not only needs kavana, not for shechita, but just for cutting, just for killing it with a knife, whatever,
right.
Cutting. So I said, well, what kind of thing is that? That's not Shechita. So if you need the Marav Shach, do you need Kavan of Shechita? Do you not need Kavan of Shechita? Right? So it's like a middle position. That's neither nor. So then you have to say, oh no, that is Shechita. That's the way you get out of it. You say, no, he holds that, so it is Shechita. Shechita is cutting the knife. Knife cutting Simanim. Right? Oh, well then what does Rasan hold? Or what does Acham hold? So then the question comes down to, what is Shechita? So then you have to, well, you can't just say Shechita doesn't have anything to do with Psulim, because there are Psulim. So you can't say Shechita just cutting a knife. So then you have to say, that's the question. Are those Psulim part and parcel of what Shechita is? Or are those Psulim merely Psulim? Right? In other words, how do you understand the role of Psulim? Is that part of what the Maisa Shechita is? In which case you have to say you don't have any das for that, because Cheshulam can't have das for that. Or do you say, no, that's not what Shechita is. Shechita is cutting Simanim with Chatichas HaSimanim. And he isn't doing Chatichas HaSimanim. Was he trying to avoid Shehiyat Chalad, all that? No, he wasn't doing that, but that's not what Shechita is. That's just a matter of Psulim. Now, did those Psulim happen? Well, there's a guy, there's a Gadol, Omer Al Gabav, saying whether those Psulim happened or didn't happen. But you don't need him to be thinking about that, as long as you have a Posek who's over looking his shoulder, and we'll see whether those Psulim happened or didn't happen. Who cares whether he had a Das for that or not? So if you just had that Mishnah in that Mishnah, that Machlokas over there, you'd say that's the very question. Is it enough that he intends to do the Maisa Shechita, the Maisa of cutting the Simanim, and you'll have a Gadol saying why the Psalm happened? Or do you know that is very important part of what the Maisa Shechita is, and you need to ask for the Maisa Shechita to be a human action? But if you knock the thing off a table, of course, Pashat, that's possible, because then there's no human action of Shechita. But that's what comes along and says, no, even that's kosher. Oh, that's a new idea. That's not a human action idea anymore. That's just an idea that it has to be killed as a result of like the koach of an Adam, and as long as it's the person who did it, I don't really care what he's thinking. It has nothing to do with human das or anything. That's what he's showing you. It's a new idea.
Well, the other side already did.
The flip side?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Then the other side is just outside of the facts, but this is what we're going to have to take up tomorrow, I think, unless Rafi convinces me the way I did this. But the question is, or do you say, if you only had... Oh, so that's just this. So just teach me our case, right? Just teach me our case, in which case I see clearly that Rav Nassan's koshering it even in the case where you just knock it off the table, where there's no Maisa Adam whatsoever. So what do you need to tell me the case of the Mishnah of Katan, whatever? So the Gemara says, no, if you only had our case, I'll say, yeah, the reason why it's kosher, at least Rav Nassan's koshering, because at least it's coming from Van Das. But if a Chersh of the Katan does it, so then that's going to be possible. Even Rav Nassan would agree that's possible. So the question is, what's the svar for that? It's true, it's a Ben Das, but the Ben Das doesn't even know what he's doing. He's just knocking a knife off the table. So why would I think that would be good, where Chersh of the Katan going like this would be bad? It's not like the Ben Das is anything, knows and knows what he's doing. He doesn't. Why is he better? Why is he better? The Ben Das, who knocks a knife off a table and happens to shach the thing, I would think it's better than Chersh of the Katan, who's trying to cut the knife for the animal. He just doesn't know about the Psulim. The Ben Das doesn't know about the Psulim at this moment. Right? We didn't do that yet, right? No. So what would be the svar to say that? What would be now to the opposite facts, right? What would be the svar now to say that if a guy knocks off the table, kosher, for sure, no problems. Machlokes is, I'm sorry. Yeah, but the question, machlokes is let's say an Eino Ben Das does Shechita, right? An Eino Ben Das does Shechita, is that good or not? But you can't say the reason why it's not good is because it's not a human action of trying to cut, because you see, can I cut a knife off the table? Right? Because that would be good. So that's why he has to tell me it's a new idea of the Ben Das. So we have to define that. So we'll do that, and then we'll come to the Maskana. And then there's another Machlokas. I think the other Machlokas is like this, is that so Machlokas Rishonim is, let's say, a God at the Maskana. Okay, you ready? Let me ask you a question. Maskana. Let's say a person as the knife like bangs into a knife by accident and knocks it off the table. Right? Then would you say it's good?
Versus what? Dropping?
Yeah, right. Is there a difference between if a person drops it, but he doesn't know there's a bird there or whatever, but at least he drops it or knocks it off, or as opposed to if he totally just like momish like bangs into it? Or it's on his lap and he stands up and it falls off, you know? Is that the same thing or not? Right? And as Mara is saying, is according to Rav Nosson, according to the Mishnah, a person could just not know that there's a bird, just throw it down. But do you say, yeah, but at least he's throwing it down? But what about if he doesn't even throw it down, he just knocks it, bangs it by accident, whatever? Is that also okay or not? That's a machlokes rishonim.
That depends on maskan over here, right?
Yeah, but yeah, it's svara it does, but I mean, yeah. But that's what I'm saying is after we do this, this isn't in the Gemara, this is in the Rishonim. But after we finish defining the Gemara, I'm just telling you about it because we may get to it tomorrow. But after we define this come to a maskana, then we're going to have to take up that question in the Rishonim. I think the Rashba brings down both ways. I forgot who I saw in the Sifta that brings down all the different shitas. It's been a while since I saw it inside, so maybe the Rash. If you want to know, I have to look at it again. I want to check that inside. But it's like two positions in the Rishonim. I think maybe the Rashba even brings them both down.